Today is a day when love is not in the air. I want to speak to Lorraine Harvey, who's a family lawyer at Slater and Gordon. Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is the day when people are most likely, the first working Monday after the new year, people are most likely to, well, put the wheels in motion for a divorce.
That's it. Unfortunately, we're finding that new year, new start, people are making resolutions over what's been a difficult Christmas and deciding that it's time to start fresh and start divorce proceedings. So January is going to be a particularly busy time for us.
It's a very sad commentary, that, isn't it?
Are
a lot of people going through a difficult time? Does it just come to a head during the festivities?
Yeah, I think it is a case that it just comes to a head. You know, they may have been experiencing problems over months, if not years. The data, the research that we've carried out shows that there's been many underlying issues that bubble under the surface, that bottleneck throughout December and early January. And, you know, it gets to a point where they think, actually, there's no prospect of saving this marriage. I'm unhappy. And therefore, they start divorce proceedings in the January.
So if you are in a position, and maybe someone who's listening to this programme has been mulling it over and the partner has gone off to work, or maybe you're sitting in work and you don't want to go home, you're just so fed up in the relationship, what is the first step? Is it a step that you take alone? Is it a step that you need to have, say, a relative with you to take? It must be incredibly, I suppose, taxing on the mind to take that next step.
Yeah, I mean, it is a big step to go and see a solicitor on any issue, but to go and see a divorce solicitor to talk about separating and breaking up the family, it is a big step and it can be daunting. I would always say, make sure, you know, if you feel more comfortable, bring a friend with you along to the appointment, so you've got some moral support there. Always, you know, have some prepared questions so that you don't walk away from the meeting and think, oh, you've forgotten to ask them since. So the next step is to make an appointment, hopefully with a solicitor that's recommended to you, because it's always important. But like I say, make sure you bring a friend along if you need some moral support.
And you hear all these old bits of advice. I don't know whether there's any wisdom in it or not. One would be, never leave the house. Oh, don't leave the house. If you go and live somewhere else, that puts you at a disadvantage. Is there any truth in that?
Well, the difficulty is if you do leave the house, then the expenses are going to be doubled, because you're going to be living in rented accommodation and paying costs there, as well as paying the cost in the matrimonial home. So when people say don't leave the house, that the only reason for that is because you're going to be paid double the outgoings. But sometimes it's, you know, there isn't an option, because, you know, if there are problems at home and you know, relationships tense or maybe hostile, you may feel like you can't continue living there. It may be for the benefit of the children. You don't want the children witnessing any arguments, so you do need to find alternative accommodation. It may be that you don't go into rented, that you can go and stay with family or friends for a period of time until things settle down.
But it doesn't lessen your rights to the bricks and mortar that you're leaving?
No, not at all. At the end of the day, the matrimonial home is a matrimonial asset. And it has to be taken into account. It may be transferred to one of you as part of the settlement, or it may have to be sold. But certainly it doesn't mean that you lose a claim against that property just by moving out.
Does it always belong to both partners, even though only one might be paying the way?
Yeah, sometimes you find that the property is in the husband's name, and that's only because it might be that the wife has been the stay-at-home mum and looking after the children, so the husband's had the mortgage. But that doesn't mean that the wife doesn't have a claim against that property. It's still a matrimonial home, and her claim will be equivalent to the husband's. It's still a joint asset that needs to be considered in the overall settlement.
And what about the children? Let's say the female has decided that she's going to move out to be with the relative. She's taking the children with her. What say then does the male have with regards to accessing those children?
Yeah, so parents have shared responsibility for children. So there's no reason why, if it is the father that's without the children, there's no reason why he shouldn't have see them every day, regular contact, whatever works. Obviously, every family situation's different, and it may be that dad's working away or due to work commitments he can't see the children every day, but there's no reason why he shouldn't see them as much as he wants to, and that needs to be agreed. And if you can't reach an agreement as to the amount of contact and the amount of time a child spends with both parents, then you can consider going to relate or Also some mediation with a view to reach an agreement, so you can have a schedule of contact and an agreed amount of time that the children spend with both parents.
We don't have same-sex marriage in this part of the world. We do have civil partnerships. How common are divorces in that arena?
In same-sex marriages?
Well, we don't have same-sex marriage here, but within a civil partnership.
Yeah, in a civil partnership, I mean, we're doing lots of dissolutions. Obviously, it's still a relatively new area of the law, but, you know, relationships, whether you're in a civil partnership or whether you're in different types of relationships, they all experience problems at different times. So, unfortunately, relationships do break down.
And your advice would be similar to anyone who's in a permanent relationship, if they're going their separate ways, to get legal advice?
Yeah, absolutely. Get legal advice, particularly if the property, if it's an unmarried couple, particularly if the property is in the other party's names. You'll need to find out how you can make a claim against the equity that's in that property and to establish any rights that you do have. So always get legal advice in that situation.
Solicitors must be rubbing their hands with glee, the length and breadth of the land, all this money rolling in.
Oh, not necessarily, because lots of people don't have money to pay for solicitors. So what we tend to do is obviously to, at first instance, try and get them into marriage guidance with a view to trying to get things back on track, encourage them to talk openly about any problems that they have. But, you know, if they don't have the finances to start a divorce, then obviously they can look at online resources and look at the online packages for a divorce process.
That's a bit daunting, is it? And let's go to that in a second. But reconciliation, does that work? You know, I know a lot of solicitors do promote that. They say, listen, the reconciliation might be the best way here. Do you have evidence of that working?
Yeah, it does work in some situations. Maybe where there's been, you know, if one of the parties had an affair, you might forgive that affair after you've had some therapy or counselling. So reconciliation does work in some situations, or perhaps in a short marriage where you've not really given the relationship enough time to try and get things back on track. You may have gone through a rough patch. So every case is different, but certainly some people that come to see me then might call, you know, in a couple of months' time and say, we've reconciled, we're back on track, and therefore they don't need any advice.
And then the other bit that you were going to say that I interrupted you on?
I did
interrupt you, and I can't for the life of me remember exactly what the point was. But it is important that people do take a step and they know exactly what they are doing. It is a daunting time, and for those who are listening at this present moment in time who are affected by it, we're not in any way being flippant, because this is life-changing, and it has such an impact on both partners and an incredible impact on children, and our thoughts have to be with anyone who's going through it.
Yeah, that's right. And like I say, it, you know, just because you've made a decision today or in January to start divorce proceedings, it certainly isn't the decisions that I've made lightly. And like I say, you know, this has been problems perhaps for months, if not years. You know, the impact can be devastating, because you're looking at splitting up a family, perhaps selling the family home. So it is important to speak to someone as soon as possible, just to let you know what the options are available to you.
Lorraine, thanks for speaking to us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
It's a sad old story. It's Lorraine Harvey. She's a family lawyer. I want to speak to Ursula, Ursula, who's on this line. Morning, Ursula. Good morning.
It's a heavy morning you're having.
It is a heavy morning, Ursula. It is a heavy
right.
morning. And one of the points that you're picking up on there is when people leave the home, the marital home, where they just find it incredibly stressful.
Yeah, so this entire issue, Frank, I mean, I think it's important to point out in the first instance that separation and divorce on the trauma scale comes second to bereavement. That's what people are going through, and that's the extent of the change in their lives that's happening, where the process of rebuilding seems so far away whenever there are such pertinent issues that need to be dealt with. And sometimes for people, it feels like they need to be dealt with urgently and quickly. So it's kind of, you know, coming onto your program and saying that, you know, you're not alone, that there is help out there with whatever issues that it is you're trying to deal with, which includes dealing with the family home, as the lawyer just pointed out. But as well as that, Frank, the other issues that I wanted to touch upon is we've already got an epidemic of, you know, homelessness. We have a shortage of housing, which is very well documented. Hashtag Generation Rent is something which has got quite a high profile at the minute because there's such a high level of renters already. So this viable option of, you know, the family home, someone having to leave, renting accommodation, it's really not that easy to navigate. So what I would say is what your lawyer talked about in terms of getting the advice, and there is lots of free advice out there. Get it as soon as you can in order that you can put a plan in place. And once you have a plan in place, that helps a lot to subside the panic that people tend to feel under.
Where do people first go whenever they feel they're leaving the marital home? They've packed their bags, they're now out the door, they can't stand it anymore. Does it depend on how affluent you are? If you're in an area whereby you're finding it difficult to make things meet, will the housing executive get you accommodation, or could you literally find yourself surfing from sofa to sofa?
Well, that's exactly the point, Frank, and I'm glad you've raised that. I've written an article on it just recently, and it's around this whole issue of homelessness and what is homelessness, and, you know, what is the definition of homelessness? And in on the back of that, there's the priority list around homelessness. And, you know, just recently I had a conversation with a girl who had separated from her partner, and both her and her three-year-old son went into a hostel for 2.5 years before the housing executive were able to allocate them a two-bedroom house. So it is a difficult time, and there is no straight answer to it. So, for example, you know, the likes of sofa surfing, that's homelessness. To have no fixed abode, to have, you know, to not be in a secure home environment, that's homelessness. So it's a big issue. It's an important issue, and it's affecting a lot of people. And there's a lot of homelessness that we don't see. Yes, the people on the street, you know, that's, you know, we see that, but there's a lot more going on that we don't see.
It's just a reminder of why some people will stick it out and stay in a house where love doesn't exist and there are four cold walls and lots of shouting voices. It's for economic reasons. It must be a nightmare living like that. If you're in a relationship like that, it must be terrible for children as well. It is a very dank, dark story at the beginning of a new year to think so many people are going through it. Ursula, really appreciate your call. When you write, who do you publish it for, Ursula?
Well, I'll put if I'm doing articles, I'll put them on my social media, my LinkedIn, Facebook, things like that. So if anybody has, you know, if anybody wants to jump on and have a read at anything, they're more than welcome to. But, you know, the summary point, Frank, that I'd like to leave people with is that while it does seem like a very dark, dank situation to be in, the importance of having a plan in place, getting your advice, and knowing what your next moves are going to be can do a lot to alleviate the anxiety and the stress. Because while people are dealing with separation and divorce, they're also dealing with, you know, getting up in the morning and going to their work and, you know, the myriad of things that people still have to do as part of their daily lives. So get the support in place, get your advice, and get a plan.
Ursula, thanks for the call. Thank you very much, Ursula Myers. If you want to follow her on the social media sites, feel free. 26 minutes past 10 is the time. Good morning, 90 333 105. If you have a story to tell us, maybe how you overcame the challenge facing you when you realised that divorce was the only option, feel free. 90 333 105. Maybe you have advice for someone else. How do you get past the difficulties? Who's the best port of call, or where is the best port of call? This is the day of the year when most people actually say, yes, I now have to take the step and get divorced. Very, very sad date in the calendar. Good morning.